A trio of Hispanic workers made the rounds at the Capitol ahead of the Senate vote. Here's Des Moines Democrat Bruce Hunter introducing them in the House.
In the Northeast gallery here, we have Ismael Achoka, Nadeda Castro, and Bernabe Delgado.
Hunter says the workers' employers did not pay them the wages they were owed. And advocates for the workers say the state's wage enforcers have resolved hundreds of similar complaints. But they say hundreds more remain unresolved, and business interests work to defeat a bill to beef up Iowa employment law. Nereida Castro's husband's construction crew had a $136,000 contract with a local contractor, Worth Exteriors.
Fernando fue contratado por Worth Exteriors.
The Worth Exteriors ended up paying him only $96,000. And after a year of a lengthy effort trying to collect the rest of the money, he paid only $10,000 of the $36,000 that were owed.
Community activists who backed the workers say a language barrier complicated the case. They say that when the Castros received notice from the company with partial payment, they didn't understand that the firm considered the matter resolved. Democrats say written notice after a deduction from expected wages isn't enough. Here's Waterloo Democrat Bill Dotzler.
And if you're going to take a deduction from their check, you need to get advance written notice from that employee.
All the services rendered were paid for per the contract agreement.
That's Chris Worthington with Worth Exteriors.
He did not perform all the work that was on the contract.
Advocates say that leaves small claims court for workers to get relief, but they call that an expensive proposition for immigrant workers. One minority Republican assigned to work on the bill, Senator Hubert Hauser of rural Pottawatomie County, says it's not needed and it might be onerous for industry.
But I think there's already laws on the books that that cover this. Personally, this is my 22nd year and last year in the legislature. I have never had one constituent visit with me about a problem they've had about not getting paid wages or salaries.
Hauser and his fellow Republicans said nothing on the bill in debate, then locked up against it in the vote, and that made Senator Dotzler angry.
We don't want to talk about increasing people's wages in this chamber with the minimum wage law. Then why can't we get agreement on paying people what they got coming to them?
The bill now heads to the House Labor Committee, where Republican Chair Greg Forrestal is sympathetic.
This whole issue has been preying on me for the last year because these people are defenseless. And we need to find some way to help them.
Forrestal says last year he helped double the budget for wage enforcement, and he says he'll try to get even more money this year. But he says the Senate bill to put new mandates on employers won't see passage this year. He says the Democrats' bill puts the onus on the employers who are doing right by their workers. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.